Hello, this is Ryan Fletcher here of Melodies in Mind, and you can get buckled up here for the show. It's looking like it's going to be a pretty quiet episode as far as live content is going to be concerned, but we'll see what happens here. Anything can happen, as you know, on Melodies in Mind. Weird things have certainly happened in the past.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. 93.9 Cable FM, or on the web at www.cjsf.ca.
Woman I know, she heard a song on her radio. Song told a story about a woman and a man.
Tune in to CJSF 90.1 FM every Monday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. for
Another round.
Song rocked her soul, well, it rocked the world. She was holding on to something.
Welcome to Melodies in Mind, the happiest show on earth. You are being summoned into the songs of the spirit with social concern. So let it happen. Relax, kick back, enjoy the harmony. Every week there is a feature guest interview and performance starting at 8 p.m., a review of the week in CJSF folk music, and then a full hour song circle at 9. Now, come with me and let us meet today's feature guest. Shall we?
Not this week. The feature guest is not here yet, so we'll just wait and see if they turn up. And in the meantime, I'll be playing the Taped Ryan segment. Taped Ryan did an excellent job for once. He actually did something good, and I think you'll really enjoy this.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, 93.9 Cable FM, or on the web at www.cjsf.ca.
Hello, and welcome to Melodies in Mind. I am Tate Ryan. I am on the record. I am part of the documentation of things that have happened on this world. You'll never see me in person. I'll always be something that recently happened or happened a while ago, but never something that's really there in real time, in a real place in this moment. I'm always just a little bit behind the ball. At least that's what Live Ryan tells me. I'm really not quite with it. But I think I am with it. And by judging the awesome song selections on this program, you'll know that I'm really on the ball. It's just that the ball is a little bit behind, but I'm on it. Okay, so we're going to begin the show with a song by the Dex Ron Weber duo called Lonesome Train, which is a beautiful little duo. Well, I wouldn't say beautiful. More of a needy, yeah, quite a needy little duo that sounds good. And then sort of the focus of the show is two albums, one by Post and one by David Celia. They're very similar artists. In fact, if you go from one song to the next, it could even be difficult to determine who's doing which song. That's how similar they are. They're both very good. And the first song you're going to hear is... The
The first song is by Post, and it's called Good Advice. And I think, what better place to start than that? And then a song by David Celia called Brothers. And I'll dedicate that to my brother, I guess. And then I'll introduce two more songs. But you'll have to wait for the introduction. You have to wade your way through the songs first. I know you might just tune into the show to hear me introduce the songs, but the reason I introduce the songs is in order to present the songs. So if you're tuning in just to hear the introductions to the songs, you have to wait till the songs are done to hear the next ones.
Make love to me as we listen to the lonesome train. Make love to me as we listen to the lonesome train.
hoped you'd come out. We told ourselves when we grew up we'd never bond. The hockey games, the calling names, the cigarettes that never.
So that was called Brothers. If you've ever wondered, oh brother, where art thou? I'm just going to interrupt whatever Taped Ryan's corny joke is and let you in on what's, give you a little update here. I just got a couple of emails from the featured guest, and what happened is they had a vehicle breakdown on the way down here. So it's looking like they will not be able to make it, but we're going to see if we can make something else happen here. So I'll keep you up to date, and this could be an interesting little inventive kind of show here tonight. So, yeah, stay tuned. You never know what can happen on Melodies in Mind. And let's see what the stupid joke that Taped Ryan has is. That's where it was. Now, a song by Post and then David Celia. We're going to do it again. Here's a little something for you musicians that may be listening out there. When you are titling your songs, think about what title could I give a song that will indicate to the person looking for the song on the album, what title is the best cue for the song. Because these two particular albums are quite difficult for that. The titles are more like descriptions of a theme in the song, and not actually words that appear in the song, or, you know, and it's really a guessing game. And it can take quite some time sometimes to actually find the song you're looking for. So, I know, it can be hard. Anyway, the next two songs is going to be, the first is Wait Away by Post, and then Infinity by David Celia. Infinity actually doesn't take as long as you may think, in this case.
After all, where would we go to when things around us fall? 'Cause time's understood, and we could make this feel so good. And heaven will see when we open up our hearts now. Just open up that heart, what will be might be. We'll never know right away, so let's live and happily. 'Cause I do, well I do feel for you. And
body's starting to melt from all this heat. And my senses are beginning to deplete. I close my eyes and accept the defeat. But tomorrow I'll be standing on my feet. Yeah, life gets tough sometimes, there is no doubt. And your body may be bruised from every bow. I urge you to stay on your feet. Words we say you're incomplete. They all add up to nothing in the end. In fact, there really is no end. But you and me add up to something, my friend.
Touring 80 cities and 4 continents, the Divine Performing Arts will grace the stage at Queen Elizabeth's Theater from April 3rd to April 8th. This magical showcase of ancient Chinese myth and legends, dance and drums will amaze and inspire. To experience the authentic Chinese culture like never before, call 604-451-1110 or visit www.divineshows.com.
That was a public service announcement provided to me by The Chinese Show. That Chinese Show is a wonderful program that airs Saturday mornings. That's where I often do the Taped Ryan thing. The Taped Ryan thing, of course, is taping. The next song will also have some public service announcements in it. It's a song by Jeff Andrew called Vagabonds and Wastrels. And this is the title track, and it's an instrumental. It's the only instrumental song on the album. And you're going to hear some more from this album in an upcoming show. One of the best songwriters I've come across. It's very good. These songs are really interesting. So you can look forward to that. And that's going to be followed by a song by Ish called It's a Shame. These are going to be some sobering songs, some sober moments that will sober you. And the public service announcements are done by Sober Ryan. And then we're going to have a whole lot of fun with the song Circle, which comes up right after It's a Shame by Ish. The Filipino-Canadian Youth Alliance is an organization dedicated to the empowerment and development of the Filipino community through the education, organization, and mobilization of Filipino youth, working around issues of racism, identity crisis, class domination, and gender and sexual orientation oppression. They struggle for genuine rights and welfare of Filipinos in Canada and for national democracy in the Philippines. The FCYA holds monthly meetings in addition to offering regular workshops at 451 Powell Street, Vancouver. For more information, call 604-215-1103. Kids Start Mentoring Program is looking for volunteers to mentor kids who are at risk. These kids are vulnerable to issues such as addiction, crime, abuse, and/or family crisis. It is a one-to-one mentoring program where we match kids 6 years and older to an adult mentor. At this time, there are 243 children and youth waiting for a KidStart volunteer. Left unsupported, these kids become uncommunicative or susceptible to
exploitation. For more information, visit www.plea.ca or www.kidstart.ca. Women interested in supporting the Vancouver's Rape Relief and Women's Shelter are invited to join its volunteer training group. The shelter needs volunteers ages 19 or older for the 24-hour crisis line and the transition house for women and their children. Join us to stop violence against women. Call 604-872-8212.
Years back. things that turned out different. Hello, girl, me, it's a shame. It's a shame. Why see the mother blues? We got lost along the way. In either case, I think it's a shame.
Hello, this is Live Ryan here. We've got, I'm going to try and do a telephone interview here. I've never actually done it before, but I've got Megan Regeer on the line, and they've had some car trouble and are unable to make it into the show today. But I am just going to see if I can figure this out, just guessing as to how it is done. So, first of all, I'm just going to see if... okay, we'll just give this a shot. So you might lose me here, but I'm gonna just try and see if this works. Okay, Megan? Yeah. So this is the mechanics of radio, folks, and this is just a wing and a prayer, and hopefully it works. So all right, let's see. So, can you hear me? Is there any... No, this, I don't think this is working. So, yeah. What I'm going to do instead is I'm going to play one of Megan's songs from her album, It's About Time. And that is the, we'll play the first track, which is That's Fine by Me. And yeah, sure, that's fine.
Can breathe. Now I can live through all life's degrees, cause I'm over it. I feel like there's more, and I get excited, oh, instead of getting lost in something bigger, instead of wasting my time on being confused. When all you've done is make me cry and let every tear run from my eyes, and all you do is make me do for you, yeah, I'll forgive everything you think you've done and everything you never did. Let you live your life, and I'll keep living mine. That's what you wanted, and that's fine. That's fine by me. Yeah, that's fine. Better off that way. That's fine. That's fine by me. Yeah, that's fine. No matter how healthy and even how filthy you are, it's not my problem anymore. No matter how crazy and even how guilty you are, it's not my burden anymore. Cause honestly, what I see is exactly what you chose to be. And now I'm really happy, 'cause you chose to be away from me. No matter how selfish and even self-centered you are, I won't believe you anymore. No matter how brilliant and even toxilient you are, I won't waste brain cells anymore. 'Cause when your words leave your mouth and all that hurts comes running out, there won't be a moment where I will be anxious to be around. 'Cause honestly, what I see is exactly what you chose to be. And now I'm really happy, 'cause you chose to be away from me. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine by me. Yeah, that's fine. I'm better off that way. That's fine. That's fine by me. Yeah, that's fine. That's just that's fine by me.
Okay, so I consulted some monkeys, and they were at some typewriters, and they came up with an idea that might work. And we'll see if we're going to try this interview again. And do you hear me there, Megan?
Ooh, I do.
All right, it works. Now I'm just going to hang up the phone and see if you're still on the line.
Okay.
Are you still on the line?
I am.
We're working here. We're live.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, cool.
Good.
The magic of radio. So, well, tell us your story. What happened here? We had a car breakdown, or
earlier today, it would have been an hour and a half ago. Our vehicle isn't working anymore, so we ran into a library to get our email so we could contact you to get on the show. Anyways, but we're really lucky that we could make this work.
Yeah, and you're coming from North Vancouver, are you? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, well, tell us about this album here. It's About Time is the name of the album. How long has that been in the works?
Since Christmas Eve, or the day before Christmas Eve. But it's my first album, and it was pretty much out for Christmas. Yeah.
Oh wow! So it was released on Christmas Day?
Yeah.
Of this past Christmas.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good time.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah. I'm really happy.
So have you been doing a lot of shows?
I've done a couple. I have a show coming up on the 11th at Smiles, and I've been playing around town a lot. Granville Island, Robson Street, Lonsdale Quay, everywhere I can. I've been around town, and I played at the Junos a couple of days ago.
Oh, you were at the Junos?
Yeah, it was a fun experience. It was really good. I've been mostly playing around town, just trying to get exposure.
Yeah. So are you actually officially in the Junos, or were you just sort of playing
not in the Junos, outside the Junos?
Yeah.
So, playing for the people while they were waiting or go in or and then coming out.
Neat. Was that official, or is this something you just got up and did?
Oh, well, it was something that was planned by my manager and I, but it was just something we planned to do.
All right. What show were you borrowing from?
Oh, well, like we basically were just playing for the the celebrities that were coming out, like when they were coming out their limos on their way when they were leaving, and for the people when they were waiting in line to go in.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
So it was fun, but I've been doing a lot of that just all around town, just trying to get people to hear my music, and yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you been playing?
I can't even remember. I guess 3 years now, I think. It wasn't that long that I was playing before the last time I was on your show.
Mm-hmm.
So I think 3 or 4 years. It's so hard to remember now.
Wow, yeah, well, you were pretty good then. I was like, wow, yeah.
Thank you.
That was, I believe it was actually in December of a couple of years ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's hear a song from this album. What's a song that you'd like to highlight from your album there?
One of my favorites is More and More.
Okay, that's track two. That's perfect. And tell us a little bit about it. That's you know, between the lines, something that someone might not get from the song.
I don't really know what to say about it. I'm singing More and More. Sorry, I'm just playing my manager with song I'm singing. It was written for a really good friend of mine. Her name is Joan Elizabeth Humphrey, and she just passed away a little while ago. But she was basically my inspiration for that song, and she was a Broadway playwright and worked for CBC Radio and had a show called 50 Up and was a very successful woman and very inspiring. And she called me up one day to help me out with my music, and yeah, I just found her really inspiring, and this song came from my story with her, really. That's kind of, I don't really know much except for people who are interested to find out who Joan Elizabeth Humphrey is, to maybe look her up online and yes, see what her story was. But she was a very, very inspirational woman, and that's my story for that song. But
okay. So once again, my knowledge of technology will be tested here. I'm going to just play the song, and we'll see if we can just keep you on the line while this happens. See if I can do that. Sounds like we can. Okay.
Come from you.
like it all comes naturally to be that part in somebody else's life. All the gifts I see, you were truly meant to be somebody's angel. And I'm so glad you're here for me.
Okay, you still there, Megan?
Yeah, I'm
awesome.
Still here.
It's pretty cool. So I'll just tell you what I just did there. It's better that you have the information. I basically took your volume down, so you don't have to worry about when the song is playing.
Okay.
Yeah, so now the next time you'll know.
Okay.
So are you, so you're at a library right now, is that right?
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting, and are you in just like one of the phones that they have?
Yeah, I'm using one of their desk phones.
And how late are they open?
For 15 more minutes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, let's give some credit to this library. Which library is it?
It's the North Vancouver District Library.
All right, listeners, the North Vancouver District Library is a very wonderful library.
And, yeah.
A great friend of the show. Now I'll make them an unofficial sponsor.
Great.
Yeah, or I'll sponsor them somehow. All right, great. So do you have any shows upcoming?
Yeah, on the 11th of this month, next month, of April, I have a show at Smiles on the corner of Second and Lonsdale. It's a really nice restaurant. It has tapas, and they normally have a piano player in there, and they're bringing in more entertainment. And on the 11th, it'll be my night to perform.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, are you a pianist? Or will you be doing the guitar?
I'll be playing guitar and singing.
All right, nice.
Yeah.
So it's got, what is it, sort of a Greek restaurant?
No, it's they have tapas. I'm not quite sure how to explain, but really good food, not very expensive. It looks like a really high class restaurant, but it's a very, very good, great food and very warm when you go in, and it's a really nice place for entertainment and for food.
It sounds like a happy place too.
Yeah.
Smiles, right?
Yeah, Smiles Restaurant.
Does that mean like you actually have to smile too?
I'm sure they'd love it if you did.
Yeah.
But no.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to talk about your sound a little bit. You sound a little bit like a jazzy singer. Is that how you would describe yourself?
Yeah, recently we've kind of knocked it down to jazz fusion.
Jazz fusion, yeah.
Yeah.
And what's fusion? I know that's used often. How would you describe fusion?
Well, in the CD that I have, or that you have, it's just vocals and guitar, so it is a bit jazzy, but when I'm with a band, there's more of a bit of Latin and sometimes reggae, sometimes, like, just a whole, there's different influences as well as jazz, so it doesn't quite fit in just a jazz.
Yeah,
but,
today people rarely do.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's a bit of a fusion, but yeah.
Yeah. So you said you've been playing for 3 years. Have you been singing that long too, or have you always been sort of someone that sings?
Well, I guess I've always sung a little bit, but when I was 16, I really discovered it as something I wanted to do, and it just came to me through school and having my teachers inspire me. But I guess it's been like three or four years that I've actually been writing and performing music, and that I've taken it seriously from the day I started.
Yeah.
But before that, I sang around the house, but it wasn't really a serious thing that I took until.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you really have taken it on now. I mean, you've been playing all these shows, and you've got an EP or an album out already, and yeah.
Yeah.
Quite impressive.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I'm really excited to find out where it takes me and experience what music brings to my life.
That well, what Leonard Cohen always said is first you take Manhattan, and then you take Berlin.
Yeah, exactly.
So what other song would you like to highlight here?
I Need Your Love.
Okay, perfect. They're in numerical order here. This is track number three. And what's this amazing tidbit fact that you have for us that all of the, you know, all of your really, really dedicated fans that want to know every detail might want to know?
Oh, you mean about the song?
About the song, yeah.
I'm not quite sure. It's so hard for me to think of what to say about my songs, because most of my songs are really just from the moment when I write it. There's not really too much to say about what inspired them or what, or anything. I don't know.
So we'll leave it to the listener to make up their own story.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably the best.
Okay. Write your own story here, listeners.
Exactly.
Rub my back at night. Tell me it's okay to cry. Kiss my shoulder like I deserve more love. Rub my back at night. Soothe me to sleep with your touch. Only you could make me better. I need your love to fill my life. 'Cause I'm running low and I'm running light. Oh, I could use some more. Yes, I could use some more. I need your love to fill my life. 'Cause I'm running low and I'm running light. Oh, I could use some more. Yes, I could use some more. I could use some more. I could use some more. Yes, I could use some more tonight. Oh, baby, I love it when you hold me. You make me feel like no one else could be as good as you to me. And in return, rub your back at night. I'll tell you it's okay to cry. I'll kiss your shoulder like you deserve more love. I'll rub your back at night. I'll soothe you to sleep with my touch. And I'll try to make us better. I need your love to fill my life. 'Cause I'm running low and I'm running light. Oh, I could use some more. Yes, I could use some more. I need your love to fill my life. 'Cause I'm running low and I'm running light. Oh, I could use some more. Yes, I could use some more. Could be as good as you to me.
And we're back live, speaking with Megan Regeer from the North Vancouver Public Library.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've just got a few more minutes here, so just give you an opportunity. Now, who's your management here? Who are you working with?
I'm working with Mitch Barnes, and yeah, he's just a really good friend who's become my manager, and he's, yeah, I don't know what to say.
Okay. And do you have any websites? Do you have a website or a MySpace page?
Yeah, I have MySpace. It's just www.myspace.com/Megan Regeer. And as well, if you Google my name, there's other websites online, like Canadian music websites and stuff like that, where people can listen to music online. And there's also YouTube and Facebook as well.
Okay, and is there anywhere online where they can purchase your album?
Where they can purchase my album. MySpace, if anyone wants my album, contacting me through MySpace is probably a good way, or just if anyone sees me perform on the streets or at my shows, those are probably the best ways to get a CD.
And if you're searching that, it's spelled R-E-G-E-H-R.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Megan is M-E-G-A-N.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we got to do something and got to have a little conversation here.
Yeah, thank you so much for making this work.
And we'll work on getting you back on the show, and we'll have you live in person with the rest of them.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so that's been Megan Regeer here on Melodies in Mind, and now we'll get ready for a... for the song circle, but interesting circumstances. It's just one of those days where things happen, you know. Every once in a while, I get a show where my capacity to think on my feet is challenged, and I can't just be lazy and say, "Hey, you play me a song." A couple of the people from the song circle had to cancel. Someone got really sick, and then someone had a huge career opportunity in Nashville, and. And the song circle this week is one person, and it's Dewey. And it's really great, actually, to have a full hour with Dewey. And we're gonna give him the feature treatment here. But for the time being, I'll let him settle in here and get comfortable while I read some public service announcements. Yes, I'm not gonna make my guests do it this week. That's something that if Michael knew, actually, he has been here before with accompanying another artists, and he might remember how torturous it is to do the public service announcement challenge. The reason I get other people to do it is that I'm not very good at it. There's going to be a meeting for stroke survivors. The Stroke Recovery Group holds meetings for stroke survivors looking to take part in physical and social activities. Meetings take place every Tuesday from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Killarney Community Center, 6260 Killarney. Now, there's a consumer advisory. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency, CFIA, and Health Canada are advising consumers to avoid purchasing infant formula originating from China. While this product is not approved for sale in Canada, it's possible that it could have been illegally imported to Canada and may be for sale in some stores that carry ethnic foods. The Canadian government is aware that melamine and toxic substance, when consumed, has been detected in infant formula, which may have been exported illegally from China. Several illnesses in infants in China and at least one death have been linked to the consumption of this product. To date, no infant formulas contaminated with melamine have been found in Canada, and in fact, no formulas produced in China are approved for sale in Canada. But do keep an eye out. For more information, call 1-800-442-2342. And now, the center presents a social support group for lesbian, gay, trans, and bi people living with disabilities. The meetings take place on the first and third Thursday of every month from 2 to 4 p.m. at 610-1033-DAVY. Admission is free. And I have one more public service announcement here before we have Dewey. And I think when we start, we'll just go right into a song and then we'll talk, all right?
Sure.
All right, so you just heard the voice of Michael Dewey, but got to read one more public service announcement because the public service just goes on and it's wonderful. Mao SFU, are you interested in organizing against war here at SFU? The Mobilization Against War and Occupation holds regular events in order to educate and organize the SFU community against the destruction we see in the occupations of Iraq, Afghanistan, Palestine, Somalia, and the continued colonial occupation of Indigenous nations of Canada. If you would like to join in building a movement against war or hear about upcoming meetings and events, please call 778-882-5223 or email Tamara, and that's with an H on the end, T-A-M-A-R-A-H, at sfu.ca. All right. And welcoming to the show, Michael Dewey. Thanks for coming out.
Oh, my pleasure.
So let's hear a live performance from Michael Dewey.
Okay. You're talking like a politician, because the words are free. So busy swinging for the fences, feels like the ball is me. Don't want to hear about your plans to come, as if they've arrived, or all your vices that will be undone as you get high. But if you gotta be the one to say you're hot, I'll bet that you're not. If you gotta be the one to say you're fly, you're wasting my time. Because the higher that the monkey climbs the tree, the more that we see. But if you gotta be the one to say you're hot, I bet that you're not. I know the greatest love of all is when you love yourself. But try a little moderation, save some for someone else. Christian shouting from the rooftop, drowned out by you. You'd profit more by saying less. Ain't there work to do? But if you gotta be the one to say you're hot, I'll bet that you're not. If you gotta be the one to say you're fly, you're wasting my time. Yeah, yeah. Because the higher that the monkey climbs the tree, the more that we see. If you gotta be the one to say you're hot, I bet that you're not. Well, talk is cheap these days, but someone always pays because of chatter, chatter. And modesty is dead, long since gone to bed. Beneath the chatter, chatter. Oh, oh, the words don't matter, matter. No, if you gotta be the one to say you're hot, if you gotta be the one to say you're fly, if you gotta be the one to say you're cool, you're wasting my time.
Awesome. That's a really well-constructed song. That's really cool.
I got my tools at the Home Depot.
You got your toes at the Home Depot?
Not my toes, my tools.
Tools, yes.
Constructing that song. No, actually, at Long McQuaid, of course.
Yeah.
But thank you, thanks. Okay, quit the puns, no more puns.
Hey, no, no, go with the puns. Believe me, I can keep up with you.
Yeah, I just have to enunciate, I think, better. Good, good, good.
So, well, we're going to have quite a long time to get to know each other here on the radio.
For better or for worse. Let's see what happens. Let's start with my childhood, should we?
Yes, yes. No. When did it start? Was it age
unremarkable.
One?
Unremarkable. No, yeah, I remember my first days around 12.
12? Yeah.
Yeah. I'd blocked everything else before that.
Yeah?
It's okay. Better that way.
Yeah. I've got to try that myself.
Sure. They say repression's a bad thing. I deny that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Instead of maybe the Great Depression, we could have the Great Repression.
That's good. I've tried every other thing in pop psychology, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Good, man. You got a future if this radio thing doesn't work out.
Yeah, yeah.
For both of us.
Yeah. Okay, right. Well, sure. And I hope you have a fairly wide repertoire. How long have you been playing?
Oh, well, long time. Longer than I haven't. I guess I started guitar when I was around 13. My friends begged me to stop. I remember that distinctly. This is my inspiration to young up-and-coming guitarists. They're like, I suck. I said, I suck too. I really did at a time. Yeah. Anyway, so 13, and I'm 41 now, so someone do the math.
Yeah, okay.
It's a while.
Okay. And you should have plenty of material here for us.
Well, that's true. If I can't fill an hour, I better think of a new job.
All right, well, let's hear another one then. We're listening to Dewey on Melodies of Mind.
Radio is a good time to do slow songs. Mm-hmm. In the clubs, people are like, shut up! Give me some beat, I want to dance with my girl. But,
yeah.
You know, here, what the heck, so if you don't
people
mind.
People are just chilling at home, you know.
That's right, yeah. So maybe I'll take this moment.
They're
to
actually
play.
In a contemplative state, maybe.
Sure, I'll take this moment to play a ballad. I wrote this one for the thought of sometimes if you can't get any loving, you sort of get what you can sort of idea, you know?
Okay.
This one's called Because Love Makes No Plan. A call came from a friend about a party weekend. I wouldn't know a soul, yeah, it would take a toll. Small talk I'd make, amusement I'd fake. But voices said to go, the voices I know. Well, you were on the floor when I asked you your name. You couldn't find the door or the reason that you came. A diamond so rough, yeah, you'd had enough. You said, take me as I am, or just 'cause you can. And I'll understand that you're not my man, but love makes no plans. So take what you can. Oh, oh, 'cause love makes no plans. No. Well, I'm an average guy. You know I don't ask why. If something seems too good, well, I just think that it should. And I think you'd sympathize if you had seen her eyes. And why I helped her find the door, and why I still want more. I thought that I would be in charge, yeah, I'd be living large. But one day, well, I awoke alone except for a note. But I hope we meet again, just so I can say, please take me as I am, or just 'cause you can. And I'll understand that I'm not your man, but love makes no plan. So take what you can, and I'll understand. Love makes no plan, no. So take what you can. Oh, la 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 la, la 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 la. Was someone to leave?
if not forever, then just for tonight, for someone to lean on, and someone to hold tight, if not forever, then just for tonight. 'Cause love makes no plan, so take what you can, and I'll understand. 'Cause love makes no plan.
I'm really enjoying this. This
okay,
is good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
I like the way you built that lyric. It's I'm picking up things that are just a little bit unique in what you're doing here. Like, okay, just the way you're stretching out the lines in the lyric, like with every single line. It's
I think
like
it started with my early dyslexia, back to the childhood thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you had to phrase things as you could to get it out.
Yeah.
But thank you for saying so.
Yeah.
One of my greater stories of inspiration was Joni Mitchell. I believe she had something that prevented her, like her hands, I think it's MS, but I'm not sure, but some medical disability which forced her to do open tunings all the time, which led to her this style that made her.
Right, because she has a pretty complex style, doesn't she?
Yeah, on the guitar she does. It's all open tunings, but that was out of necessity, apparently. So
yeah,
I think that's pretty cool. And Django Reinhardt and Jerry Garcia fall in that category, too.
Mm.
But not. I'm here like a musical trivia guy.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, cool. That's great. Yes, I mean, sometimes you got to go sideways to go forwards.
You do.
Yeah. It's, determination is what makes it happen. Eh?
That's right.
Yeah. So have you been, how long have you been performing as a solo actor? Is that what you're doing now? Or?
Well, since I was here last.
Yeah.
Bit of a messy breakup with the last act.
Yeah.
Which shows who I was sitting here last. No, it's all good. But about a year and a half.
Yeah.
And I owed a lot to a good friend of mine, Dorian, who plays drums with me.
Uh-huh.
He saw me play solo at the Trees Lounge. You might have been there, not last time, but the time before.
Oh, okay.
And he said, oh, I like your new stuff ever since you broke up with so-and-so. Let's jam your stuff. I'm like, leave me alone, I'm depressed.
Yeah.
I was serious. And, and then a month later, he bugged me again. I'm like, screw off, didn't I tell you I'm depressed? And he kicked me in the butt enough to start playing again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm really glad he did. I've thanked him before, and I'll thank him again. So
that's
about a year and a half since I was taking my guitars down to the pawn shop to end it all.
Yeah.
And start my life as an accountant or a lion tamer, I'm not sure. But
they're the same, right?
Maybe. But anyway,
you can count lions that are tamed.
Oh, man. But where was I? So yeah, about a year and a half of writing songs, and if one pays attention, they'll probably notice a theme in the lyrics.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is, well, I won't give it away, but it's pretty obvious. It's heartbroken stuff, but anyway.
Well, yeah. No, that's most of music.
I guess it is, yeah. And I don't want to sound like a quote out of High Fidelity, but I did see the meaning behind all these love songs that I used to just chuckle at.
Yeah, yeah. And then the other half is like when things are going good, right? And then there's the arc and like every.
Yeah, right.
All right. Well, let's hear another one.
All right. I'll play a song. This one I did. This was prior to the year and a half. I wrote this with the ex. The ex. That's all she'll get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, this is fun. But anyway, we wrote it together, and the lyric was sort of like about all these other couples that were falling apart, and we thought we were so solid.
Uh-huh.
And we're like, wow, we're just thankful for what we had. And then, ironically, it ended up being about us.
So. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
You're free to go whenever you want to. You're free to stay here just the same. And you can call me whatever you want to, but a rose is still a rose by any other name. I said I'd stay by your side, but when I do, we collide.
There was a time that you couldn't find one thing you change your mind. But now the sun's too bright, and when there's no love, say goodbye. I sympathize when your sky is falling, but would you do the same for me? And every day I feel like I'm falling, but there's no one gonna catch me. You think the world should not spin round and look up but never down, never down. There was a time that you couldn't find one thing you'd change your mind. But now the sun's too bright, and when there's no love, say goodbye. Well, I don't wanna go on like this no more. But if you walk out that door, better leave your key. Leave your key, 'cause you won't need it no more. There was a time that you couldn't find one thing you'd change or mind. But now the sun's too bright, and when there's no love, say goodbye. And when there's no love, say goodbye. When there's no love, say goodbye.
Yeah, the age-old challenge of keeping a relationship together. Mm-hmm.
That's it, huh?
Yeah, sure is. Yeah. No, I know, because I've recently been through that, too.
You have, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. And it comes and goes, and... Mm. Yeah.
It's a seven-year thing, interesting. True to the fable, true to the... You know, true to the idea that seven-year cycles and such.
Anyway. Yeah, cycles, for sure.
I guess so.
Yeah.
It's all good now. It's been a while.
Yeah. Cool.
My new 67 Gibson, no less. Just for the guitar aficionados out there. That's
yeah,
what you're
yeah.
listening to.
It's a nice guitar.
A J45, popularized by Bob Dylan, Johnny Cash, and Paul McCartney when he played acoustic.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's my new love, so.
Yeah. Was he acoustic with, was that after the Beatles or before?
Well, I think he played on their tracks. I'm pretty sure. I don't know Beatles like some people know the Beatles. The ins and outs, but I'm pretty sure he played acoustic on some things. I'm pretty sure it was him on Blackbird.
Uh-huh.
And it would have been, I think, on this J45.
Well, yeah.
Among other things. I could be corrected by other Beatles experts. But
yeah, certainly enough out there.
But yeah. There are many of those, yeah, for sure, and I'm not one of them. But anyway, I love them. I love their music. I just don't know the minute trivia so much.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's every single detail by now for the Beatles, the way they get followed. Like, just people are absolutely obsessed with the Beatles. And I don't know how long that's going to last. It might be for centuries, people still be obsessed with the Beatles.
Like, who knows? Maybe Pete Best was outed as a gay man just to, like, extend the story a bit more. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
I'm sure people are profiting from them big time all over.
Sure.
Yeah.
Scandal. Some sort of scandal to dig up, I don't know. But
I actually heard Yoko Ono be interviewed this morning.
Oh.
On the queue. Like on
her
on
speaking voice, I hope.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Okay. right. Interviewed, not seen.
Yeah,
right,
interviewed,
okay.
Yeah.
And how
was
that? What did she have to say?
She's got an art exhibit in Montreal about when her and John Lennon did a sit-in at a hospital or at a hotel room. And I guess it was Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an art exhibit going on right now, right there.
In the very hotel? So she's returned to that hotel?
The exhibit? No, I don't know. I don't know if it's at the hotel or at a museum or art gallery or whatever. But yeah.
Yeah, they just lay in bed for a while, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah, they sat there. Yeah. Any interesting little thing.
Any publicity's good publicity in the music biz, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, well, let's hear something new. What else do we have here?
Let's see. This song doesn't really have a meaning, as far as I know. A lot of them sort of, you know, do, I guess. There's storylines. This is just odd and abstract, I guess. So, nothing.
All right. It's appropriate for Yoko Ono. Yeah.
Yes. That is a good connection.
There's a segue right there. All right.
In a Cadillac, second coming with two blondes in the back, second coming, Jesus in a Cadillac, second coming, we never thought we'd get you back. Well, Tiggy went to the river to try to wash her sinful ways way out to sea, but in Wyoming, land of buffalo roaming, no one to tell, sometimes the waters freeze. So she drove to the city, through the land of plenty, with one hand on the wheel, the other to wipe the slate clean. So she stopped at the outskirts, at the edge of the desert. There was a roadblock and a choir that sang, second coming, Jesus in a Cadillac, second coming with two blondes in the bag, second coming, Jesus in a Cadillac, second coming, we never thought we'd get you back. So Tiggy took a detour, though she took it unsure, she knew it wrong to leave when messiahs are so rare. But something kept her driving, the fear of maybe finding the Son of God likes girls, and his ride is not so green. And with the pedal to the metal, but full of regret, 'cause when you need a sign, who can pick and choose? So she stopped for direction, still hoping for ascension. She said, I'm lost, to a little boy who sang, second coming, Jesus in a Cadillac, second coming with two blondes in the back, second coming, Jesus in a Cadillac, second coming, we never thought we'd get you back. So she hears a distant roar, sounds like Detroit, that's for sure. Salvation, salvation, heard he's someone she could trust, never thought he'd come with rust. Still she's singing, oh, second coming, Jesus in a Cadillac, second coming with two blondes in the bag, second coming, Jesus in a Cadillac, second coming, we never thought we'd get you back, second coming, we never thought we'd get you back, second coming, we never thought we'd get you back, second coming, we never thought we'd get you back.
Awesome.
Maybe it does have some meaning, but I don't know what it is.
All right. So you're listening to Melodies in Mind on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are www.cjsf.ca, and you can listen to our broadcast on the radio. You can also listen to it on the internet. We have a live broadcast stream. If you go to the website and look at the right-hand column under broadcast, that's a clue. It's a clue of how to find a broadcast. And then it says listen live. If you click on Listen Live, you can listen live, and you can listen to us on the internet. So that is something that you can do for fun. And Melodies of Mind is every week from 8 to 10 p.m., and we usually have a song circle when circumstances are good and things are clicking and people aren't getting sick and having other things happen, like broken down cars and everything. But everything happens for a reason, and it's wonderful. It's really wonderful to have Dewey here. And lots of interesting tales to tell.
I got a few of those.
Yeah. So tell me some inspirations. We've gone through Joni Mitchell.
Yeah,
who else has been an inspiration along the way?
Well, people I've loved in the past for sure. Just list them off. Bob Marley's big. Mick and Keith, the Rolling Stones, definitely.
Yeah.
Peter Tosh is big in there. Reggae dub things. I grew up in Toronto, right, in Little Jamaica, man.
Uh-huh.
Stuff like that. Kate Bush, John Hyatt. Beatles, Abbey Road, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Big time. Bowie, lots of Bowie.
Yeah.
Guys that kept playing, actually, that's a big thing of inspiration. You know, there's that whole sort of notion that's perpetuated in the media about, why are they still playing?
Yeah.
You know, that sort of irritating sentiment that keeps coming up. But anyway, the people that continued to play, you know, be it locals or amateurs or professionals or whatever, that still have their heart in it,
uh-huh.
Regardless of the money, whether they have millions or whether they have little. Like the whole notion of, what are those posers doing? They have so much money they could retire.
Mm-hmm.
I've always thought that's the silliest thing in the world. Mm-hmm. And it's only said by non-musicians, typically,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, as you probably know, if you have millions, you still want to play music. Doesn't matter. Yeah. But anyway, so these people that carried through all the dumb, ageist sort of comments, you know?
Right.
And I guess I'm saying that because I'm sitting here and I'm 41. I'm playing on a college station. Am I the oldest guy to be here?
Oh, no, there's been lots of...
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sure. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
But anyway, that kind of thing is inspiring for sure. And I feel firm about that stuff anyway, that, you know, if as long as you keep doing it for the right reasons, then it all makes sense. It's therapy for sure. That's
yeah.
Sounds cliche, but it's not. It's true.
For everybody. For mm-hmm. everybody there.
I guess so. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, the back and forth thing, I guess, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, totally. That's what makes it great to be me. I just get to, you know, like, hey, I got four therapists that come in every single week.
Right. You have to figure it all out at the end once they've left.
Yeah, they sometimes have differing views, different ideas, and then I'm confused, but, you know.
Sure. And I'm inspired also by, you know, trying to take pop lyrics a bit further than, you know, the expected, I guess, you know, and I don't really have much time for people that say, oh, blah, 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 where do these celebrities get off making political statements? Where do they get off making any serious statements? They're just musicians or they're just actors, whatever. I have no time for that either.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's ridiculous. I mean, politicians are people. Anyone that's ever made a difference, you know, had to pop out of someone's womb. Sorry for the crudeness. But, I mean, you know, the idea that anybody can't have a significant comment is I don't subscribe to at all. So anyway, that pop lyrics shouldn't sort of follow your age and follow, you know, your mindset is just dumb. I without naming any names, I do know people that continue to write sort of teen style lyrics even though they're in their 30s.
Yeah.
You know, and that kills me. I just think I know why they're doing it.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, if your little experiment doesn't pan out, as in commercial experiment, all you're left with is your teen lyrics. And it's sort of embarrassing.
Yeah,
I'm not saying I'm a great lyricist. I'm just saying I don't believe in, you know, writing for this 13 to 25 record-buying public. I think it's a sad sort of tale to chase, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the mass media lyrics are just cease to have meaning.
Yeah. That's right. And anyway, so I'm inspired by people that definitely, you know, push that, I guess.
Yeah.
So
cool. All right.
Yeah. There's a few inspirations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and guys like you, sorry to interrupt, but guys like you that, you know, champion the local cause, that's a fantastic thing. You know, definitely.
Oh. Yeah, thank you.
You know, definitely. So.
Well, it's interesting, too, your comment about political statements by musicians or artists of any kind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, these are the people that you could make an argument they actually have more to say. Because they spend,
sure.
you know, their time exploring the inner depths of you know, all of that kind of stuff.
That's a great point. I've never even thought it that way. You're right. It might be even more valid than the dudes up there on
and
the pulpit.
And they're more of a voice of the average person, because I know, like, they're not getting paid a whole lot. You know, they're just, if anything, they speak for the poor people, which is most people, right?
That's right. That's right. No, that's a really good point that they should be really listened to, not just listened to, but... And I don't mean me again, but I mean as a popular sentiment. Yeah. Just tune this baby up.
Yeah.
Still waiting for the self-tuning guitar. Actually, I think they exist.
Do they?
I think I read about that. But it's not going to come in the form of a 67 Gibson, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
2009, some sort of Parker model or something like that.
Yeah.
There's a self-tuning aspect, which is not half bad. Damn, I've lost... about 2 years of my life tuning guitars, I figure. Or when it's all said and done.
How many, when you add it up.
Yeah, how much time you wait at stoplights, how much time you wait in line at $5, Starbucks. How much time did I spend tuning my guitar? The only worst thing is not tuning it, though.
Yeah. Everybody tunes their guitar.
They're better.
Yeah. Bruce Coburn tunes his guitar.
Does he?
Yep.
Publicly?
Because he was on the same radio show this morning, and he was tuning his guitar.
Same radio as in this one?
As in Yoko Ono.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Same episode, yeah.
Yeah, he'd play here, though. He's a man of the people, too.
I'm gonna try.
Sure, yeah.
I am.
Wow, that'd be a treat.
He's older.
True, but he hasn't played here yet, so maybe he's thinking what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. He's like, I'm 50-something. I can't play on the college station. No.
Yeah. All right. So I guess we're going to go into another song.
Sure, why not? Okay, I will play another slow one, because I want to try out my new harmonica. And for no other reason. Un momento, por favor. Let me do that all again. Well, I can see the future's bright, 'cause I can read the stars. Let's try to change the things we can. The rest is much too hard. When tables turn, must they always start to burn? So I can see the future's bright, 'cause I can read the stars. My friends think I should let you go, but not without a fight. You say I never did nothing wrong, but still that don't sound right. How can I know if you won't tell me so? See the future's bright, 'cause I can read the stars. When tables turn, they turn for you. They turn for you. They turn for you.
future's bright, 'cause you were that for me. My friends think I should let you go, but how, I just can't see. You said we're through, as easy as how do you do. So I can't say the future's bright, 'cause I can't read the stars. When tables turn, they turn for you. Future's bright, 'cause I can read the stars.
No, what was that one called?
When Tables Turn.
When Tables Turn, all right. So, let's do a little bit more of the biography here. So, are you, did you grow up in Vancouver?
I grew up in Toronto.
In Toronto?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And when did you move?
I moved out here. I hitchhiked out here first,
yeah.
For starters. And just for the record, it wasn't because I was broke. I just liked the adventure of hitchhiking. I'd done that many times.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nothing can repeat that kind of getaway.
Yeah, for sure.
Only twice did a couple people have the intentions of my pants being at my ankles at the end of that trip. It didn't happen, but only twice did that happen. But generally, it was all good experiences, and I hitchhiked out here when I was around 21. I thought, actually, it was pouring rain. I caught Vancouver in an awful spell, and I took a look around. And 2 days, I was like, get me out of this place. And so I hitched back after 2 days, and I remember these hippies picking me up outside, probably Burnaby. They're like, you're going home? You stayed here 2 days? I'm like, yeah, I didn't bring an umbrella. It sucks. So I left. It doesn't suck at all, of course, but that was an impression. I came back out here tree planting with my old pals, my high school buddies. We went way up north to Smithers and planted for years, got chased around by bears, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And we did that through university years, through the summers, good paying job. Came back, and in the last summer, we were literally driving home, and we said, hey, we're all done, finished our degrees, let's stay. So we got an apartment up on West 10th above a pub, and that was many years ago. So, yeah, so is that sort of the lure of the woods that got me out here, I guess.
Yeah, and you just stayed ever since?
Yeah, it was quite addictive. You know, when you're, if you grew up in the East,
yeah,
it's, you know, it's our closest thing to Florida or California, so
yeah.
That's no exaggeration. It's that different, you know.
And you don't have to be American.
Good point. Big point. So, yeah, it's been good. And
yeah, for sure.
So that's a bit of the bio. Yeah, and kicked around with several bands in this town, and yeah, first time. I was often doing collaborative projects with Taya. The last band I was here with Taya and with Winston, I was a collaborative sort of member, and another band, Middlesex, another band, Enemy, and this is the first time where I'm doing me own thing. So
yeah.
Where I put that chord in just because I want to, and it's not like a five-person decision for every darn chord change you want to make. So that's the good part. The bad part might be, damn, he's repetitive. I don't know, but anyway, so... You can go your own way, like Fleetwood Mac said.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. Nice plug in.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, man. So that's sort of the story, the concise version.
No, I'm not from Vancouver either, originally.
Oh, where are you from?
I'm from Prince Edward Island.
Ah, I was there. I gigged there once with one of the bands, Middlesex.
Oh,
we
yeah.
opened for Trooper, and
oh,
it
yeah.
was the Raise Little Hell tour, and we had, we Troop, played cross country.
I remember
country.
Trooper being
yeah.
there.
Uh-huh, well, maybe, yeah. Anyway,
I wonder so. If I was there. What was the
venue?
Yeah.
I can't remember, but there were a lot of
Myers,
people with
probably.
Very big hair. I remember
yeah.
that. There was big rock and roll hair in the first 10 rows. That's all I
yeah.
know. But I can't remember the venue. Charming place, though.
I know Trooper used to always play Myron's.
Oh.
And people call it morons.
yeah. That well, sort of rings a bell.
Yeah?
Yeah. But
it might have been.
PEI, that's a great spot. Well, that's so cool.
Yeah. I was just, and I was leading to this. Do you experience this phenomenon where your perception of what's warm and what it's cold has really changed?
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
I'm a wimp now.
Me too.
Big time wimp.
Yeah, like I'm wearing three layers today, on and what it was like 9 or 10 degrees.
Hmm.
That's crazy. If you're in the East Coast, you're like in
yeah.
a t-shirt.
Whenever I get past Calgary, I hate to say it, but I just start feeling this pity, and that's awful. The East doesn't want my pity, but I'm just like, God, how do people live like this?
Yeah,
from November to April, I guess is what I
yeah.
mean. Summers are great, sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So no, it's true. Your tolerance changes.
Yeah,
that's very true. Mm-hmm. I like to just freeze in Whistler. Thank
yeah.
you very much. yeah, PEI, well, that's great, yeah.
Yeah.
They were building the bridge as we were going. We have video of that. We were on a
oh,
ferry,
okay.
and the bridge was like halfway.
Yeah.
There was this missing span in the middle. That sort of puts the date
yeah,
on
Yeah, a lot
it.
Of people died in that period.
Is that right, huh? Building the bridge? Oh, going off the bridge.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Were those the newfies going out to PEI, maybe? Damn. Couldn't help myself.
yeah.
oh, boy.
So. All right. Yeah, well, cool. All right. So now we've got that part of the story. Well, we'll hear a little bit more a little bit later on.
Sure, yeah.
All right, let's just have another tune then. Oh, by the way, now I know you're playing here like a lot of songs. I want to give you an opportunity to go get some water if you want some.
That'd be good, yeah. Do you have a commercial to run or something? Or?
Yeah.
You want to sing your own ditty or something?
I think Eric could probably show you where it is. Can you? Do you know?
Okay.
It's just outside. There's a water jug out there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
All right, so guess what? You're listening to the radio, and the radio station is CJSF 90.1 FM. 90.1 FM. If you're looking for the station and you say people saying this is 89.9, or if they're saying this is 90.4, you're close. If they're saying it's 89.9, just put it up two little dials, and you'll have us. You might even faintly hear us from there. And if you go to something like 90.4, you just want to turn your dial to the left a little bit, and you'll have us. Okay? And we're also on the internet at www.cjsf.ca. So, www.cjsf.ca, and you can listen online. You can do your computer stuff, whatever it is you do on a Tuesday night, and also listen to the radio. And you can listen to this show, Melodies in Mind. I sense a song coming on.
Well, if I could put it up. Play another?
Yep.
Okay, this song I introduced as sort of one of the few things I took from university. A lot of it's just book stuff. You can may as well just go to the library. Oh, I shouldn't say that on campus radio here. That was my experience. 80% of it I could have sat home and found out of a book.
Everybody here will say the same thing.
I guess that's true. So then you look at what the 20%, the great part was. But anyway, one was a philosophical tenet or idea that they call it argument from error. And it's an interesting thing. And I sat in class going, wow, that's tripping me out. But it's the thought that... think years back when you thought you were dead right about something. Now you go, wow, I can't believe I used to think that.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But the point is, it's happening as we speak. Right now we're firm on certain things.
Yeah.
And by definition, in the future, you're going to be like, damn, I can't believe I used to think that.
Right,
so
yeah.
I guess the challenge is to
I think I have a good radio show.
Well, I'm going to say that's going to hold up to be a firm position years from now.
Of some kind, positive or negative. Time will tell.
No, I think you're not You're barking up the wrong tree with that. Something else. I don't know.
Well, give us an example here.
Okay.
Something.
Well, this one, so I call it Argument from Error.
Okay.
Argument from error, you know I made it before. So the definition goes, I'm gonna make some more. Well, it's the thought that you thought you're right, then you find that you're wrong. It's like sticking up for the band, but then they're sticking it to your song. Well, my buddy, he drives a Lexus, he says his money is well spent. But if he can't charm his mother, then he can't pay his rent. Now I'm struggling with my neighbor, he says the West is the best. But the wife, she tells me later, he ain't never seen the rest. And one day, to my amazement, there was mud on his SUV. And the wife, she's getting closer, she says, it's painted on the factory. Argument from error, you know I made it before. And so the definition goes, I'm gonna make some more. Well, it's the thought that you thought you're right, then you find that you're wrong. It's like sticking up for the band, but now they're sticking it to my song. When just the other day, I was flipping through the news, and there was still old GW, and he said, we've got to choose between good, between evil, between burkas and ball caps. And as I was starting to believe, an intern popped up from his lap. Well, she looked right up at the camera. She said, hi, my name's Lizzie. And George said, America will bomb soon, but right now I'm busy. Argument from error, you know, I made it before. So the definition goes, I'm gonna make some more. Well, it's a thought that you thought you're right, then you find that you're wrong. It's like sticking up before the band, but now they're sticking it to my song. Please put the brakes on my intuition, another name for superstition, all day long. I could be wrong. Argument from error, I made it before. So the definition goes, I'm gonna make some more. Well, it's a thought that you thought you're right, then you find that you're wrong. It's like sticking up for the band, but now they're sticking it to my song. They are killing my favorite song. They are killing my favorite song. They are killing my favorite song.
That's a great tune. I love that. Lively.
Educational. Lively.
It's everything, yeah. It's everything you could ask for.
And I got to use my other new harp. So it works for me.
So this thing about the band and the song that's in the song, is that something that is actually happening?
Well, it's just my example. A lot of those, that song, I've noted, is sort of like Alanis and her Isn't That Ironic, where she took a lot of flack because people said, that's not actual cases of irony. To be a little pedantic, but sorry, Alanis. So I wrote this, and I'm like, those were close examples of argument from error. Some of them, like George Bush, whatever. It was just, but anyway, so the one thing about it's like sticking up for the band and then they're sticking it to your song. Yeah. It's like I love this band, you tell your friends about them, and then they ended up butchering your favorite tune.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a very loose example of argument from error.
I thought had that happen with guests of the show. I'm not
going
to name any, but.
Better not, yeah.
I like the song the first time they play, and they come back, and it's different.
Ah, right. The old thing, the recording versus the live.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the sober versus the drunk.
Yeah. Someone will have to really prod pretty deep to get any information from me, though, about who
that
sure.
is. Well, that's good. You're diplomatic. That's why you are still have this show.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so that's out of 4 years of university, that's one of the two things I took away.
Hopefully you'll get the tuition back with that, eh?
Well, maybe. Who knows? That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. A little royalty payment.
Yeah.
That's the best kind of money there is.
Yeah. All I get for this is peanuts.
Hey?
All I get for this is peanuts.
Peanuts have protein, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Kill some people, though.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear another tune?
Hopefully, though. Yeah.
I hope this is not what they call a didactic song, meaning some sort of moral lesson. But this next one is about...
Well, my listeners are immoral. Immoral.
So is that right? That,
yeah. They're not very moral people.
You're speaking for a lot of people. This one is about... seems everyone seems to agree that the world's spinning too fast. We're all just speed-obsessed, you know. Computers are never fast enough. Cars are never fast enough. Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Everyone's in a crazy hurry. Everyone seems to agree, but we don't do nothing about it.
Yeah.
So this is about this.
Okay.
We used to stay up all night long, doing all the things lovers do. And then we'd sleep all through the day, rising when the sleeping was through. The second verse would be like the first, 'cause that's the kind of routine I need. 'Cause each day is closer to the grave, and no one loves you then, so it seems. But now we made life faster, but we're just trying to catch her. Each time we turn the screw in, I wonder what we're doing. A friend of mine, he works all the time to buy the latest things on the shelf. He sees his wife in the night, remembering the picture of health. He dreams that one day she will say, I love you when there's nothing more. But instead, as he leaves the bed, all she screams is, don't slam the door. But now he made life faster, and he's just trying to catch her. Each time he turns the screw in, he wonders what he's doing. Can we go back? Get it right, to get on track. Can we go back? 'Cause the world is faster, no one catches her. Do you remember when a family was like a tree, but now the leaves are always falling? There was a time you couldn't tell yours from mine, but the world is faster and no one catches. Do you remember when we used to lie in the sun? We didn't worry about the danger. There was a time that we could stop on a dime, but the world is faster, she's the master. The world is faster, no one can catch her. The world is faster, no one outlasts. Can we go back? To get it right and to get on track. Can we go back? 'Cause the world is faster and she's the master. The world is faster, no one can catch her. The world is faster, no one outlasts her. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la.
Excellent, excellent.
Thank you.
So, we're just about at a time here. I just want to give you a chance. Do you have any shows coming up or any ways for all your new fans to come and check out your music?
Nope.
No? No upcoming shows?
I'm thinking. No. The classic answer to that, we're recording.
Okay, yeah.
the default. It's true.
Yeah.
But yes, nothing at the moment. But I Dewey Tunes on MySpace is how I go by.
Okay. Dewey?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tunes?
Yeah.
Okay. MySpace?
At MySpace?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, MySpace. Yeah. Okay.
That's fair. I can be pretty
good. You got me there.
Yeah. All right. Well, here's what we could do. Actually, no, we've got 4 minutes, so I'll have to do the closeout. But thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. That was a lot
of
fun.
For coming out and being so game for this surprise full-hour set.
No, my pleasure. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Okay, so... And thank you, listener, for listening. And hey, I got an announcement for you this week that I haven't announced before. I do put out old episodes on a website called radioforall.net. That's radio, the number 4, and ALL.net. And so you can get basically episodes from, I think I've been doing it for about a couple of months now. So you can go back a couple of months worth of shows and you can actually revisit those shows if there's been guests that you've been really excited about, and or maybe I made a joke that made you laugh and you want it to happen again, or maybe it was so bad you want to tell everybody about how horrible it is. You can do that. Just go to radioforall.net and put in Melodies in Mind in the search column there, and you can get some old episodes. And thank you very much for listening. It's been a lot of fun once again this week.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, 93.9 Cable FM, or on the web at www.cjsf.ca.
Thank you for listening to Melodies in Mind. It is my hope that you have had at least half as much fun as we did in putting this show together. It is a total joy to be bringing you the best in folk music every week. So thanks for checking out the show, and be sure to tell your friends, and tune in again next week, 8 to 10 p.m. And remember, without a tune in your head, you are seriously misled. Oh, and if you have any comments, email melodiesinmind@gmail.com.
Welcome to the hood, mother...
The following content you are about to hear may be offensive to some listeners. Listener's discretion is advised.
Kissinger sold an automatic weapon to everybody in the fucking world already anyway.